Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
Thank you so much for joining in with us. And last couple of sessions, Jeannie, have just been a lot of fun for me. It makes me remember my own salvation. It reminds me of those who I have seen come to faith. And that's just so exciting that you can participate and be one of the introducers of somebody to God. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? With a t-shirt. Let me introduce you to God. What if somebody said to you, may not happen, but explain how you meet God. What would you say? You know, how would you capture that?
Well, that's a real question for me.
Well, that's an opening, I think, for
I think I would share about my own personal testimony, which we did already, and people can't argue with the change in your life. For me, the first step was to realize that God loved me, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
And that I was searching for that unconditional love that he has to offer, but that I didn't know how to connect with him. And so I needed to recognize that I was a sinner. And I think that word sin is shied away from nowadays. You know, years ago, people could say that was wrong or right. And we don't say that any longer. That's not sin or that's...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I heard somebody say recently about a couple that are living together. And he made the remark, oh, they're living in sin. And the other fellow that was listening started laughing like that was such a funny thing to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're living in sin. Mm-hmm. You're right. Nobody likes to say that. You know, you're a sinner. Mm-hmm. I freely admit I'm a sinner and I don't argue that point with anybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that I need a savior.
Right. And when you compare yourself to other people, you might think, oh, you know, I'm not such a bad person. But when you compare yourself to the holiness of God, you realize you're a sinner. And God is holy and you want to get into his presence and you can't with this sin issue. So, you know, we've discussed Paul the Apostle and what a great conversion his life is. And he wrote, what, 2/3 of the New Testament?
Yep.
He didn't know that. These were letters to churches that he started and people and then how we would read those later. Yeah. What an impact he made on the whole world. And, you know, from the beginning he had with his, you know, before conversion and finding Christ and then afterwards. So we never know. But there's been some that like to use tools. You asked me how would I explain. One of them can be, quote, the Romans Road. And if you have a Bible, if you have a Bible, open it up to the book of Romans. And if you have a pen, you could write these down.
We'll go over. You want people to do that right now.
Yeah. Or, you know, as you listen, we can do it. But, you know, maybe highlight these verses because it gives you a little track to run on. But one of the first ones in the Romans Road is Romans 3:10.
Chapter 3, verse 10. Mm-hmm. Mark that in your Bible.
And it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
Okay.
And he's quoting from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So there's none righteous.
That means we're all sinners.
Right. So again, that's the beginning point.
There's nobody that's going to, nobody by themselves can live a standard that says, excuse me, I deserve to be here in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, scoot over, everybody. Make mm-hmm. room. I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen.
Even Paul the Apostle, when, you know, we looked at his writings inspired by God and his journey that he went on, he wrote himself, you know, that, you know, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes.
He was not having anybody follow him. He's a human being.
Right.
Who would sin. In fact, in Romans 7, he says, you know, sometimes he does the things that he doesn't want to do and the things he wants to do with he doesn't do. And
yeah.
He gives us a glimpse of the internal struggle that we all have with sin and our selfishness and not yielding to God. So he was very real in his faith and in showing us that. So when he was writing this letter, or is Romans a letter to a church? I don't know if this particular one is or if it was just...
It was written to the Romans.
Okay.
All right.
So we have all these years, thousands of people, maybe millions, who have read through the book of Romans. And if you haven't read it, pick it up and read it.
But it's a very clear, delineated understanding of salvation.
Right. So that's why this is called the Romans Road. Mm-hmm. So Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. And then if you go down a little further, Romans 3:23, he says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Right. And Jesus is the only sinless one.
Right. And the glory of God is his holiness. So again, reiterating, we fall short. In Romans 5:8, it says, going down a little bit farther, God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So that takes me back to John 3:16, that he died, he loved the world and he died for the whole world while we're yet sinners.
Yeah, it's almost like the qualification for salvation is to admit you're a sinner.
Right, right, right.
So I just the answer that I need a Savior.
Right.
And do you know it's the Holy Spirit that convinces us
of our sin? He convicts, yeah. So as we are praying for somebody or even talking, because I pray while I'm talking, uh-huh. I have this private conversation going on in the background with the Lord, is Lord, you know, convict them right now of their need for you. Because when you get to that point,
sure,
of recognizing your need for God, so who's the guy that goes on the streets and brings up the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, the fellow from Living Water. He's always down at the pier in Huntington Beach.
Right. We know his name, but right now it's eluding us.
He's the Aussie.
That tells you that we're spontaneous on this because his name's not. Anyway,
this is not a polished presentation.
No, this isn't. So this is a conversation that we're having. But he uses the Ten Commandments, you know, and he goes out and he asks people questions, you know, about their conduct because they think they're pretty good people. Have you ever stolen? Have you ever lied? And he gets them to realize that they break these commandments. And so that makes them a sinner. And if they will recognize that and compare themselves to the Lord, not other people, then they'll see their need for forgiveness. And we all have that conscience in us that knows that when we sin, we break the law, the internal law that God put into each one of us of what's right and what's wrong. So this is Romans 5:8. He's as he comes towards us, we're sinners, and yet he still died for us, and he didn't wait for us to get it together, just like we talked about last time with Paul the Apostle. Now, Romans 6:23, we're going down a little bit farther, highlight this one. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So wages, I mean, something we earn, right?
That's right. So the payment that you earn for sin is death.
Right. Which death is separation from God.
Yeah.
It's the second death. We all die physically, but it's the second death with just separation from God. So Romans 10:9, going down farther, says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation.
Yes, yes. Let me back up for just a second. The person that we're talking about is Ray Comfort.
Okay.
Living Water Ministries.
Okay.
And he does do that. He generally asks people, do you think you're a good person? And primarily people will say, yes, I'm a good person. And then he'll say, have you ever stolen anything? And they go, yes. And he goes, well, what do you call somebody that steals? He goes, you call him a thief. And he goes down the commandments that way. And he gets people to admit they're sinners. Guess what? We ran out of time again. So we're going to take you, all of our listeners, through the Romans Road, and you'll find out what it takes to introduce somebody to God.
But get your Bible out and highlight these verses we went over so that you're prepared next week.
Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for those who are with us in this conversation. Bless their hearts, Lord. Encourage us, as you said, to become fishers of men. For we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.